It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 5 o'clock report begins now.
Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report. A close call for Dale Earnhardt Jr. this afternoon. A private plane carrying the former NASCAR driver, his wife, and their young daughter crashed in Tennessee. The plane slid off the runway after landing and burst into flames. The former race car driver was taken to a nearby hospital and was the only one hospitalized. He reportedly suffered cuts and abrasions. The Carter County Sheriff, Dexter Lunsford, says everyone had minor injuries.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. was transported to the Johnson City Medical Center. That's our closest trauma center, but I did observe him before he left, and he appeared to be fine. He was alert, communicating with EMS personnel.
Officials say the plane ran off the end of the runway, hit a fence, and caught fire on the side of a highway, shutting down that roadway in both directions as the smoke billowed. KSL News Time 501.
The Salt Lake Mayoral Primary. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
This afternoon, about 3 o'clock, we got updated ballot numbers, and they're shaking up the Salt Lake City mayoral race. The Salt Lake County Clerk's Office doesn't have the final tally, but a top contender for the race is out. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt is following the results of the race. He's joining us live. Nick, former State Senator Jim DeBacchus is throwing in the towel.
He is, Jeff. Vote tallies published this afternoon show current State Senator Luz Escamilla pulling ahead of DeBacchus by about 420 votes. Of course, City Councilwoman Erin Mendenhall still holds first place in the race. So with it seeming a near certainty that it'll be Mendenhall versus Escamilla in the November primary, does that mean Salt Lake County Clerk Sherry Swenson's job is done?
Oh, no, we never stop counting.
Swenson says her office still has a few hundred more ballots to process. Those include provisional ballots, of course, and the ones turned in with signature issues. She says it's important for people to correct those issues and resubmit their ballots.
Those ballots can still count. You know, it matters. I mean, in this race, you know, there's maybe a fairly wide margin now, but we send those out all over the county.
And DeBacchus says despite the loss, he says he's thrilled to see two women heading toward the big show in November. Reporting live, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Continuing our Salt Lake mayoral primary team coverage, I'm Kira Hoffelmeyer. With these updated totals, City Councilwoman Erin Mendenhall remains the forerunner here by about 1,000 votes. Mendenhall said in a statement that it's clear the city wants a leader who takes air quality as seriously as they do. She also says she's glad voters have choosing a different path. Mendenhall has been serving in City Hall rather than on Capitol Hill, where the last 12 years of mayors have come from. At this point, it looks like Mendenhall will be on the ballot next to State Senator Luz Escamilla for the mayor's seat. That'll make for the first time ever for the city to have two women running against each other in the general election. Kira Hoffelmeyer, KSL News Radio.
I talked with State Senator Jim DeBacchus just a few moments ago, and here's what he had to say.
And I've done it for 8 years, and look at the experiences I've had and the people I've met and the places I've gone, because people in the state elected me Democratic Party chair and then in the Senate. What an honor. I mean, you know, my heart is overflowing. I feel bad for all the people that work so hard. But you know what? We're going to have a great mayor. Things are going to be just right. And I'm going to go enjoy the vacation with Stephen that we dreamed about 8 years ago. It's great.
DeBacchus declined to endorse anybody. He said he's retiring from politics, and we can all keep up with him on his social media. KSL News Time 503, more changes to campus safety at the U this afternoon. Maria Chaleos with the story.
Jeff, the University of Utah has announced it is spending another $1 million on safety upgrades and investments, but some of the safety changes don't involve money. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our team coverage.
Dorms will now have new rules for access of visitors and overnight guests, but ASUU student president Anne Marie Barnes says they stopped short at restricting all guests.
I think that would actually discourage students from disclosing who is coming on campus if they have a no overnight policy.
She spoke with David Ujanovic on KSL. Buildings are getting security upgrades. New rideshare and walking safety options are coming. Night classes will be grouped together with a security patrol. Threat assessment tools and a new senior-level security officer. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The changes come after the murder of Lauren McCluskey. Lauren's parents say they applaud the investments in campus safety, but that money won't change what matters. The McCluskeys say that for real change to occur, the culture has to change at the U, and the university needs to hold people accountable. Even though the U is beefing up campus safety and security, some administrators say they understand if students don't fully trust anyone to protect them. Safety experts say there are things new students can do to better protect themselves. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live now to continue our team coverage. And Paul, what do the experts say?
Well, Maria, some of them say that they're frequently asked all the time by people if they should buy a gun for security, but former FBI agent Greg Rogers recommends against it unless people are properly trained. He says if somebody is uncomfortable with a gun, he recommends a product called Capstan, which is an intense pepper spray.
It's a very, very effective spray, and if I'm telling you right now, if you hit somebody in the face with it, their eyes are going to close. They're ineffective.
He says people need to be aware of potential problems from dating websites also. He says people should always meet somebody new in a public place, and they should probably get a ride instead of using their own car. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Developing news here on KSL News Radio. About 1,500 people are without power in West Jordan this afternoon. We have received tips that the power has been out for over an hour. Rocky Mountain Power's website reports it expects the power to be back on before 8 tonight. There is no known cause quite yet. KSL News Time, 5:06.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Here's Ricky Meese.
And that power outage Maria just reported could be affecting traffic lights. We know they're affecting traffic lights in West Jordan on Mountain View Corridor, particularly at 90th South. We also have a KSL traffic trooper seeing some stop-and-go speeds, especially northbound I-15 Antelope up to Clearfield. And we also had a stalled vehicle just moved out of traffic southbound I-15, 4500 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. KSL News Time 5:06. Back to Maria Chaleos.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The CEO of Walmart is revealing just how much of the ammunition sold in this country comes from his stores. ABC's Scott Goldberg has more.
The disclosure by Walmart CEO Doug McMillon comes in a statement attached to the retailer's second quarter financial report. He says their hearts are with associates in El Paso and South Haven, a reference to two recent mass shootings at Walmart. McMillon goes on to say Walmart does not sell military-style rifles and represents just 2% of the market for firearms in this country. But he also says they have a 20% market share of ammunition. In other words, one out of every five bullets in the U.S. was sold at a Walmart. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
The mayor of Philadelphia is outraged that the suspect in yesterday's standoff with police was allowed to have weapons. Mayor Jim Kenney told reporters the convicted felon should never have had a gun.
Incidents like this should not keep happening, not in our city and not in our country. If we don't see change, gun violence will continue to ravage our communities and tear families apart. So I say to our state and federal lawmakers, step up or step aside.
Six police officers were shot in yesterday's shootout. None of them had life-threatening injuries. KSL News Time, 5:08. It's time now for Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News at 8 minutes and 38 minutes past every hour. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Snowbird will host the World Bratwurst Eating Championship next Saturday. And this is the part that caught my attention. The event is officially sanctioned by the MLE, Major League Eating, which sanctions 70 eating contests a year. Professional eaters knock back ribs, wings, tacos. There's a wild rice eating championship. And for dessert, there's the World Strawberry Shortcake Eating Championship, which is such a mess. There's a splatter zone.
They say that the most rewarding shower a person can take is after spending 10 minutes in this area called the splash zone or the spray zone. This is the area where spectators are in danger of being hit with flying debris. And the only
That's a clip from ESPN coverage of the granddaddy of the competitions, the Coney Island Hot Dog Eating Contest, where one man stands as the Michael Jordan of competitive eating.
The number one ranked eater in the world, the nation's famous hot dog eating champion of the world, Joey Chestnut!
You got thousands of fans in hot dog hats cheering their 230-pound hero. This year, he pounded back 71 dogs in 10 minutes. So how do these guys do this? Well, first, they learn to relax their esophagus to avoid choking. Then they practice by eating massive quantities of low-calorie foods to stretch their stomachs like LeBron stretches his hamstrings.
A regular human stomach starts out about the size of a clenched fist and can expand fivefold, but a competitive eater's stomach can stretch quite a bit more.
So these eaters with expandable stomachs are coming to Snowbird to knock back brats next weekend. Now, a brat is sort of what happens when a hot dog decides to have a baby with Danny DeVito. You know, it's short, fat, bubbly. Last year at Snowbird, the winner ate 33 brats in 10 minutes. But don't try this at home. Last weekend in Fresno, at an unsanctioned taco eating contest, one of the contestants choked and died. Eating is a sport best left to the professionals.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. They've been able to get that stalled vehicle out of traffic. All lanes are open southbound I-15 to 45th South, but it did cause backups and added to the congestion back past the I-80-201 interchange. And we also have our usual delays now that set in on the south belt of I-215 going eastbound Redwood Road over to the south interchange. Northbound I-15 slowdown stretch from Bluffdale to Midvale, and some slowing westbound on the 21st South Freeway from about 9th West to Bangor Highway. Michelle?
Well, the traffic signal is not working at Mountain View Corridor and 90th South, where we have a reported power outage. Bangor Highway scattered delays, Salt Lake to Riverton, and southbound I-15 congestion at the point of the mountain through the construction zone in Lehigh. Again, Pleasant Grove to Orem. Steve?
And you're on the brakes with slow and go if you're on southbound Foothill Drive between Wakara Way out to Parley's Way. Westside Belt busy, northbound I-215. Looks like from 5th South up to 3rd North, northbound I-15 delays downtown to the north interchange. More slowdowns in Davis County, Lagoon to Sunset. Slow on the southbound side through the construction, Riverdale through Roy. Northbound 89 jammed from the split to Cherry Lane and from SR-193 up to the I-84 interchange. The Zero Res summer sale ends August 31st. Your last chance to get your fourth room clean for free. No soap, shampoos, or harsh chemicals. Zero Res is the right way to clean. Call today. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Kevin Eubank has your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, an hour-by-hour description as we head toward Friday.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, temperatures in the low 90s here along the Wasatch Front with lots of sunshine. We'll drop into the upper 80s as we head through 6 and 7, mid-80s for 8, low 80s for 9, and upper 70s as we head through 10 and 11. Ultimate lows will be in the mid-60s as a weak little cool front nudges across the area. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank with your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report.
It's 94 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time 5:12. And we go in depth with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, we are getting a look at some dramatic video of an unbelievable incident that took place at a migrant detention center in Rhode Island. Now, you can see that video right now on the KSL News radio app. Now, the video allegedly shows an immigration enforcement staffer who drove his pickup truck into a crowd of protesters. Now, the peaceful protesters are sitting on a curbside when the truck approaches. Now, when the demonstrators begin to stand up, you see the truck plow right through that group. As law enforcers arrive, you see a flashbang and smoke from what appears to be tear gas that was deployed by those officers. Two people were sent to the hospital for their injuries, including one with a broken leg.
You can see it on the KSL News radio app right now. Thank you, Maria. KSL News Time 5:13. Greenland is big as Alaska. It has 56,000 people. It's not actually green, and President Trump apparently wants it. The Wall Street Journal is reporting the president has repeatedly expressed interest in purchasing the territory from Denmark with varying degrees of seriousness. Congressman Steve King is facing new calls to resign following his inflammatory remarks about rape and incest. ABC's Serena Marshall reports from Washington.
House Republican Conference Chairwoman Liz Cheney tweeted his remarks were, quote, appalling and bizarre, and that it's time for him to go. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise told Politico his comments are wrong and offensive and underscore why we removed him from his committees. Last year, following his comments on white nationalism, the GOP did strip him of all of his committees. And while the White House did condemn those remarks via Sarah Sanders, the nine-term Republican has never received public condemnation from the president. Currently, they have also not responded to those remarks on rape and incest. Serena Marshall, ABC News, Washington.
A 66-year-old man died this morning after he fell 40 feet from a billboard in Sandy. Witnesses tell police the man was working on the billboard when he fell. The fall remains under investigation. We'll be updating this story as soon as more information is made available. KSL News Time 514. Trending right now on social media, horses. Next time you fly, be aware that the Department of Transportation has decided miniature horses can be used as service animals. If an airline won't let your miniature horse on a plane, they could face enforcement action. Miniature horses, if you're curious, stand 2 or 3 feet tall. They can weigh up to 250 pounds. You can't really ride them, but now you can ride with them and cuddle them. They're just adorable. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
major developments in the Salt Lake City mayor's race. A new vote tally showed Luis Escamilla had surpassed Jim DeBacchus, prompting DeBacchus to concede the race. I'm Maria Chaleos.
Second, stocks ended another roller coaster day, mostly higher on Wall Street. The Dow making up but a fraction of the ground it lost in that huge plunge yesterday. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever.
Another day, another slowdown drive going in through Tooele County westbound on I-80 with traffic filling in and speed slowing down going from the 201 junction to Lake Point. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny and hot today, and the trend looks to last through the 7-day forecast. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 94 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family are said to be safe after authorities say their Cessna Citation rolled off the end of a runway and caught fire upon landing at Elizabethton Municipal Airport in Tennessee.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. was transported to the Johnson City Medical Center. That's our closest trauma center, but I did observe him before he left, and he appeared to be fine. He was alert. Communicating with EMS personnel.
Carter County Sheriff Dexter Lunsford tells ABC News all five on board are safe. The NTSB is sending investigators. On his way to a campaign rally in New Hampshire, President Trump defends Israel's decision to bar Democratic Congresswomen Rashida Tlaib of Michigan and Ilhan Omar of Minnesota for critical comments.
You have lists of, this isn't just a one-line mistake. What they've said about Israel and Jewish people is a horrible thing, and they've become the face of the Democrat Party.
Tlaib calls the block a sign of weakness, while Omar says it's an insult to democratic values. The gunman who shot and wounded six Philadelphia police officers is expected to face attempted murder and other charges.
Maurice Hill allegedly fired more than 100 rounds during the nearly 8-hour standoff. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross expressed amazement it ended without anyone being killed.
Not knowing whether or not this gunman was going to decide to go out in what some may call as a blaze of his own glory, And decide to basically charge those steps.
The gunman came out of the home where he had barricaded himself after Ross himself and the shooter's attorney tried to negotiate a surrender. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
A coroner in Ohio says the Dayton mass shooter had cocaine and antidepressant and alcohol in his system during the massacre and was killed by dozens of police bullets. Hong Kong's government's announced tax cuts and higher social spending to reverse a deepening economic slump aggravated by anti-government protests and the trade war with the U.S. You're listening to ABC News.
It's the KSL In-Depth now.
Back to school. Back to school. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
For a growing number of Utah children, back to school means stay at home. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson now with an in-depth report on the rising number of homeschooled children in Utah.
According to the Daily Herald, there were over 16,000 children who were homeschooled in Utah between 2015 and 2016, compared to roughly 7,000 in 2003. Utah Home Education Association Chair Nina Wolf says there is still a stigma around homeschooling and the children who do it, but she believes that stigma is slowly going away.
I think that we have seen a real transformation of that stigma in recent years. As more and more people are homeschooling their children, families know someone who homeschools their kids. They have a chance to see that these kids are turning out great, that they're doing just fine.
Riverton resident Sandy Grant has been homeschooling her kids for about 16 years, and she started after she didn't like the schools where they used to live. Since then, she says she fell in love with the flexibility of it, and when she first started, there were not nearly as many resources out there to help her find ways for her kids to socialize.
The most we had were Yahoo groups, which were not very user-friendly or highly interactive. Facebook has changed a lot of that. They're easier to search and find a group that you're looking for.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
School is just 4 days away. KSL News Time 519. Let's get you home now with Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Here's Ricky Meese.
Southbound slowdowns, pretty typical, starting on I-15 just before the I-80-201 interchange. By the time you're at 90th South, speeds improve. Northbound I-15. Also seeing the usual heavy and slow, jammed up Bluffdale to Midvale, the 21st South Freeway delays westbound from I-15 to Bangor, and the South Belt also seeing a long, slow drive. This is eastbound, starting just before Redwood Road to I-15. Michelle?
Building traffic westbound I-80 headed toward Lake Point. Bangor Highway delays around the intersections Salt Lake to Riverton and stacked up. Southbound I-15 at the point of the mountain. A KSL traffic trooper reporting you're at a stop if you're approaching 1600 North in Orem. Steve?
And sluggish slow and go on Southbound Foothill Drive right now between Wakara Way all the way out to Parley's Way. Westside Belt busy from 5th South up to 3rd North. And northbound I-15 delays out of downtown Salt Lake City. Typical slowdowns from there up to the North Interchange, Anna Davis County, Lagoon to Sunset. Southbound slow through the construction, Riverdale to Roy. KSL traffic trooper Jared says, gives a heads up of a brand new crash, a four-car crash, on northbound 1800 West at 5600 South in Davis County. And northbound 89 jammed from the split up to Cherry Lane and from SR 193 as you approach the I-84 interchange. Add batteries plus bulbs plus phone repair plus key fobs. Get the know-how you need. Stop into Batteries Plus Bulbs and save $10 on Duracell Ultra Car Batteries. See website for offer details. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's the 7-day forecast, including the weekend. Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Plenty of sunshine today with high temperatures back in the mid-90s. Now, tonight, a weak little cool front's going to nudge across the area. That'll drop temperatures a couple of degrees on Friday, a high of 90 in Salt Lake City under mostly sunny skies. 91 and sunny on Saturday, 95 on Sunday, back to the mid to upper 90s next week with lots of sunshine lasting all the way through Wednesday, Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
So cooler tomorrow, but right now 94 degrees in Salt Lake City at 521.
Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news on KSL News Radio.
People, keep up.
A little Stevie Wonder.
Whoa!